mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson, this parable that Jesus spoke as recorded by St. Matthew. And our theme is to shine like the sun. He who has ears, let him hear, is what Jesus says. This is a divine command. This is God telling us, if you've got ears, listen up. Every word that Jesus utters is for our divine salvation. Every word that Jesus speaks to us is for our salvation. So he who has ears, let him hear. For the harvest time is coming. This parable speaks of a harvest time. This is the day our Lord comes back. This is the day Jesus comes in judgment, when he raises all the living and the dead, and he judges who will be gathered into his barn, taken into paradise, or who will be gathered like the weeds and cast into the fires of hell. So I could say it's all very clear because Jesus gives the parable and then he gives the explanation. I could say amen and we can move on with the service and we can go home sooner. Huh? No. There's more to it than that. Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. I think that's one of the most beautiful portions of the Bible, saying that Jesus was there from the beginning. He will be there through the end. And Jesus is our light. And we're to shine like the sun. The S-U-N. The sun that shines on us during the daytime. The sun that gives us warmth. We're to shine like that. We're to be that bright. When do you remember a time that Jesus shone like that himself? At his transfiguration. When the glory of the Lord shone about him at his transfiguration, he showed himself like the sun, that brightly, yet we could see him. So, this parable today explains everything. Jesus is the sower. Jesus is the one that does the planting. Jesus is the one that sends out the seed. You and I, all of us, in this parable, we are the seed. And Jesus sends us out. Now Jesus makes the good seed. He sows the good seed. You are saints. You are good seeds. You studied in confirmation, didn't you? In whose image were you made? In whose image were you made? God's image were you made. We were all made in God's image. That's perfect. We were made perfectly in God's image. So the seed is good. And he sends us out. He sends us out into the field. He plants us in the field. He puts us in a particular vocation. He put me as a pastor. He might put you as a housewife, a student, a machinist. He could put you in your vocation. He has planted you where you need to be. And the seed is good. And he calls us sons. S-O-N. He calls us sons. Now this is a real important word to be called sons. We usually refer to us as children of God, right? We consider ourselves children of God. Children of the Father. But now he calls us sons. Got to be legalistic here. There's a contract here. God has made a covenant with us. A covenant is a binding contract. It's a done deal. And now we are called sons. Now we can be adopted. It's important that we understand that we are sons. That we can be adopted so that we can shine like the sun. But weeds are planted. The evil one, Satan, in our midst right here, that could be weeds. In the world where you live the majority of your life, you walk among the weeds. In your jobs, in our homes, in our communities, in this world, there's a lot of weeds. And these are placed and planted there by the devil. He plants his seeds and he wants to disrupt the good and gracious will of God. So there are weeds among us. But he promises that he will send his angels to gather the crop at harvest. He calls us his sons. We will be gathered together and the weeds will be separated at harvest time. Now, how have we been made righteous? This is a confirmation test question. How have we been made righteous?
Yes!
By baptism. Very good. By our baptism, we are made righteous. We are baptized into Christ. And if we are baptized with him, therefore we will share in the resurrection like his. That's it. So he who has ears, let him hear. So what is shining like the sun? What is shining like the sun? We're not all going to instantly begin to glow mysteriously and really very brightly walk around on this earth. What is shining like the sun? What do you suppose it means? What do you suppose shining like the sun means? What is it like? What is he talking about? The shine like this. We just sang, on eagle's wings, he will lift you up, and you will shine like the sun. What do you suppose that means? You will have the glory that God has. You will be clothed in righteousness. You will have the very same glory that Jesus has. When we get to heaven, we will be like God. You will know everything that God knows when we get to heaven. And he allows us here in this life to partake of a little taste of heaven. Most particularly in, with, and under the bread and wine of his body and blood here upon this altar. Today we share a little foretaste of the feast to come. That's why it's so important to come to church often. You get a foretaste of what it's going to be like in heaven. That's good news. And he will make us shine like the sun. Let him who has ears hear. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.